It seems like every education story in 2013 had something to do with the Common Core state standards.
Florida is one of 45 states to fully adopt the math, English, and literacy standards. They outline what students should know at the end of each grade. Elementary schools are using the standards now, and every grade will use them when classes start this fall. The most surprising story of the year? Education Commissioner Tony Bennett's resignation in August.
The Associated Press published emails showing Bennett had asked staff to adjust Indiana's school grading formula in 2012 while the Hoosier State's elected schools chief. Bennett was out days later.
Every minute we spend defending the credibility of your commissioner because of what's said 800 miles away is a minute we waste that we should have been thinking about educating children in Florida.
Bennett had only been on the job 7 months. Five people have held the job since Rick Scott took office in 2011.
And Bennett only got the Florida job because he lost his reelection campaign in Indiana, because voters were unhappy with his support for Common Core.
Those complaints about the standards became a big story in Florida this year. Critics held protests around the state and convinced a lawmaker to introduce a bill that would put the standards on hold. Governor Rick Scott asked for a series of public meetings, and for more than 15 hours over 3 days, parents and teachers weighed in on the standards. Lori Baxley drove 2 hours to talk about the changes in her son's math homework.
The math was hodgepodge, no sequence. My son had everything from a line graph to an algebraic problem, as well as numerous different ways to multiply, all on the same homework sheet.
The State Board of Education could tweak the standards next month, but don't expect major changes. But something that will change is the state's school grading formula.
The state has made dozens of changes in the past few years as Florida prepares for the Common Core. School leaders, teachers, and parents have complained that the grading formula is changing too quickly, relies too much on test results, and the results are politicized.
Even supporters of school grading began to criticize the formula this year. Here's former State Board of Education member Kathleen Shanahan during a July conference call.
Frankly, we've overcomplicated the system. We've overcomplicated the model. And I don't think it's a statistically relevant model. I believe that.
How the formula changes will depend a lot on decisions state educators will make in 2014.
Which Common Core test will Florida use?
When will Florida students start taking the new test?
Should the state suspend school grades or teacher evaluations as schools complete the switch to the new standards?
All of which guarantee the Common Core will be the big story of 2014 as well. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.
And I'm John O'Connor.